Noskana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How is it?
Well, hanging there. I've been, I guess, just trying to get the best out of what a situation happened with us.
Yeah. Have you been belting a tennis ball against the walls?
Oh, no, no. I can't imagine how my neighbors would feel about it.
Did you know when you got on the plane there was a possibility you could be put into quarantine?
Well, I guess this kind of scenario was really never, I mean, I've never actually even thought about it, that it can, I mean, I knew it can be that hard, but I was thinking, okay, maybe if once someone will be positive after we'll get off the plane, you know, like in the hour, like in our tennis, let's say, bubble, then yeah, maybe one or two people will get into quarantine. But I just didn't really imagine that if one person will be tested in the plane, or I actually even didn't think about that there might be any positive cases in the plane because we all got tested before the flight.
Hmm. What does this do to your preparation? What does it do for your chances of performing well?
Well, obviously, my chances are decreasing with everything. But, I mean, we're trying to stay active in the room, and Tennis Australia will provide us, like, the bicycles and some barbells, like resistant bands, so to kind of do anything what is possible you can do in the room.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I think there are 72 players perhaps affected. I mean, what does that do to the tournament if 72 people are in hard isolation and can't prepare properly?
Well, obviously it's going to be tough for us, the players who are locked in. Obviously the other players will have advantage for it, and I guess it depends on the draw. Maybe you'll get to play first round against the same player that was in a quarantine too. Chances are the same, I would say.
Have you, aware Novak Djokovic has released or sent to Tennis Australia a list of demands on behalf of players such as yourself who are in quarantine? Have you seen that?
Well, I really didn't look into it, like, really detail-wise. I mean, I knew he posted something, but I really didn't look into it.
Okay, he thinks that you should be allowed to visit your coach or trainer if you've both tested negative. Do you have a coach or trainer with you?
No, I came alone because I knew it's kind of tough times. So, and also I tried to kind of, the close people next to me, to keep them safe. So that's why I decided to fly alone.
Well, I guess the bottom line, do you think that this, the quarantine and the way it's been handled is too tough or not?
Well, I mean, in my home country, when I was coming back also, it was in autumn, like I was also in quarantine in a hotel like for almost 2 weeks, so I mean it's not the first time I need to isolate myself, so I'm kind of, I've been through it, and I can understand why all those things are done, especially Australia is like a big continent, and you know, and it's kind of needs to take care so that the virus would kind of to handle. I mean, my country was also kind of in a half lockdown before I came here, so I guess every government is trying to protect their own people of the country.
Do you know anybody who has had the virus?
Oh, yeah, I know many people around me, and my relatives had it, and even me, I had it, but I guess I was asymptomatic, but it was like maybe in spring. And a few of my friends also had it, and one actually had really bad, not recovery, but it kind of hit her lungs, so she had to make a surgery. So I totally understand, like, how this virus can be dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you want going ahead? What do you think needs to be done for you and the others in quarantine?
Well, I mean, at least, like, we will try to get, like, physically active and maybe if to have a bit more time before our Grand Slam match, so hopefully we'll get like a better schedule or something, like just to help us out in that situation.
Having seen what's happening in Europe, I'm sure you'll understand, but a lot of people in this country, much as they love tennis, are saying this just isn't worth the risk.
You mean like what, for us, for tennis players to come here to
Australia? No, for us in the community who've got to had a pretty good situation the past few months, and this seen as a risk with players coming in and official and support staff who have tested positive.
Well, but at the same time, like, I think it's not like we want to have, by coming here, obviously, all of us, we also don't want to get that virus. We're also trying to stay protected for ourselves. And, I mean, everything is done so that to have it under control. There are lots of measures, and we've been told, like, it's going to be very strict, so I've been tested, I don't know how many times already. Before coming to Australia, I had maybe like 5 tests already.
Yeah.
So, and most of the players same way, like we've been tested and all of us were really careful about it.
Okay. Renee Stubbs, who was one of our top players some years ago, she said, you know, don't complain, don't grizzle about it all. You're getting, I don't know if this is right, but she says that a player gets $100,000 to turn up even if they lose in the first round. Is that right?
Well, I mean, officially, like, they really have not published the prize money, but that's what I know, yes. Okay. It's that how much getting.
So maybe the people who are complaining shouldn't complain.
Well, I mean, I'm not really complaining. I'm just trying. It is what it is, you know. It's a virus, you know. It's pandemic, so I guess we need to look a bit different in these circumstances at that situation.
Very good to speak to you. All the best, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.